USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, three caravans reportedly forming south of the U.S. border. At the White House, President Trump slams Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. When asked by reporters about the status of the border wall, President Trump saying no deal unless there's funding to finish it.
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work. And we're building the wall right now. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but we have a lot of wall under construction. We've given out a lot of contracts over the last 3-4 weeks, good contracts. Our wall is soon going to be under construction. And we're finishing up design on certain areas, the most important areas, the Rio Grande area and others.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report estimates nearly half of all the adults living in the U.S. have some form of heart or blood vessel disease. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The dubious medical milestone is mostly due to recent guidelines that did expand how many people have high blood pressure. The American Heart Association saying that more than 121 million American adults had cardiovascular disease in 2016. Though if you take out those with only high blood pressure, it leaves 24 million, or 9% of American adults, who have other forms of disease like heart failure or clogged arteries. High blood pressure, which had long been defined as a top reading of at least 140 or a bottom of 90, was dropped to 130 over 80 under the guidelines adopted in 2017. High blood pressure can raise the risk for heart attacks and strokes and other problems, and only about half of those with the condition have it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wicked winter weather and freezing cold temperatures continue across the country. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there'll still be some flights canceled or delayed.
The very latest now on the chaos in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Demonstrations continue in Venezuela against the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. Sean McFade is professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He also has a new book out, The New Rules of War. I had a chance to chat with McFade about what's going on in Venezuela.
What is interesting to me, and this is very new rules of war, Russia, I feel like a week ago, sent in mercenaries secretly into Venezuela to back Maduro. And these aren't just regular mercenaries. Like, we think of mercenaries as villains from Hollywood. This is a group called the Wagner Group. A year ago, the Wagner Group almost killed a bunch of Americans in Syria.
This is USA Radio News.